I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect that it is Tuesday, April 23rd at 3:32 p.m. We are in the Belts Committee Room in Juneau, Alaska, the state capital. Members present today, Vice Chair Klayman, Senator Merrick, Senator Bjorkman, Senator Wilikowski will be on his way, myself, Chair Kawasaki. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank Savannah Danbert, Recording Secretary from Senate Records, and Joseph Giesbrecht from the Legislative Information Office. On today's agenda, we have a lengthy agenda, but they should be dispatched fairly quickly. In fact, we'll have Senate Bill 223, Assistant to the Adjutant General. It's our third hearing. Look to the will of the committee. We have a second hearing on Senate Bill 262 and a committee substitute, Artificial Intelligence Task Force, by this committee. We have the fourth hearing on Senate Bill 177, AI Deepfake Cybersecurity, and a committee substitute that's sponsored by Senator Hughes. We have a third hearing on House Bill 3, Gold and Silver Specie as Legal Tender, by Representative Kevin McCabe, and a committee substitute. We also have a first hearing on House Bill 81, Vehicle Boats Transfer on Death Title, by Representative Rauscher. First, we'll go ahead and take up Senate Bill 223 on the Assistant to the Adjutant General appointment. This was brought up at the very beginning of the legislative session. Apparently, we do have online, just for questions only, we have Craig Christensen, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and Angela LaFlamme, the Legislative Liaison with the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Do we have any questions for either of those two? I do want to note for the record that Senator Wilikowski has joined us. And if I could get a motion, Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move for Senate Bill 223, Work Draft 33-GS2609/alpha, to be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, Senate Bill 223, Work Draft 33-GS2609/A is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease. Okay, we will now bring up Senate Bill 262, Artificial Intelligence Task Force, by the Senate State Affairs Committee. If I can have a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 262, Work Draft 33-LS1374/Sierra, as our working document.
And I will object for purposes of discussion. If I can have Griffin Sakow come to the front. In the packet, you have a draft committee substitute, Senate Bill 262. It's version S. And if you could talk us through the amendments or changes between version A and version S of the bill.
Thank you. Through the chair, for the record, my name is Griffin Tsukeo, staff to Senator Kawasaki. The changes from version B to version S for SB 262, it simply adds four members of the legislature, which are appointed as followed. Two members of the Senate appointed by the President of the Senate, and two members from the House of Representatives appointed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives. There are no other changes.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Tsukeo? Okay, hearing and seeing none, I will remove my objection, thus adopting Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 262, version S. Let's see, are there any other follow-up questions regarding Senate Bill 262 at this time? The bill will be referred to this next committee referral, which is Finance Committee. Hearing and seeing none, can I have a motion?
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 262, Work Draft 33-LS1374, /Sierra, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, Senate Bill 262, Work Draft 33-LS1374, /S, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee back to order. We now have before us Committee Substitute for House Bill 3. We heard the original bill some months ago. We are finally getting to a committee substitute. If I may have a motion.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move Committee Substitute for House Bill 3, Work Draft 33-LS0087, /Romeo, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations. Brief at ease.
Sorry. We're using a work document. Let's. Can you restate the motion, please, Senator Merrick?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 3, Work Draft 33-LS0087, /Romeo, as our working document.
I will object for purposes of discussion. Who is discussing? We welcome Representative McCabe to the table. If you'd like to introduce yourself for the record.
Sure. Thanks, Senator Kawasaki, Mr. Chair. And for the record, I'm Kevin McCabe, Representative for District 30. And I'd just like to thank you for the committee substitute. I think it makes the bill stronger. I'd like to thank Senator Bjorkman for signing on and give the rest of you the opportunity to join my 20 Republican House members and Senator Bjorkman and sign on as well. HB 3 is a gold and silver bill. As we talked about before, it allows the use of gold and silver as legal tender in the state without it being taxed. There has been some discussion about taxes, tax liabilities to cities and that sort of thing. We did an analysis of that, and we came up with the aggregate tax hit, if you will, to the state of Alaska in total is $13,000 based on the percentage of tax, average percentage of taxes, and the sort of hit that representing other states have experienced. And in talking to some of the mayors in the last couple months, their idea is that the amount of money, it's a hedge for them as well as for the people that are saving the gold. If there's any kind of a monetary bank crisis, hyperinflation, anything like that, now all of a sudden the people that are taking advantage of this bill can spend their gold and continue the economic churn that keeps our cities, some of our cities afloat. So most of the mayors have recognized that this is a good idea. And so I wanted to get that on the record. And other than that, Julie Morris, my staff is here. If you'd like to read the summary, if you'd like her to read the summary of changes, or we can dispense with that. It's up to you.
I think we've read it already, so I don't think that that is necessary. I thank you for working with our office with the bill, even late up until late last night. Thank you very much. May I have a motion?
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move committee substitute for House Bill 3, Work Draft 33-LS0087/Romeo, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, CS for HB 3, Work Draft 33-LS0087/R is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting back to order. We do have Senate Bill 177 in the packets. We have a recent sponsored blank. And if I could have Senator Wilikowski make the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the sponsored blank for Senate Bill 177, Work Draft 33-LS1061H, as in hedgehog, as our working document.
Oh boy. I'm going to object for purposes of discussion. We have with us Stephen Knaus. He is representing Senator Shelley Hughes, who is not here right now, but she, I'm sure, will be on her way. Would you like to run us through maybe some of the top-level changes that were made in this bill since the last time? I know there were some real significant, well, not really significant changes in the last 24 hours, but if you could just run high level, as this bill will be going on to the vice chair's committee and then on to finance later.
Sure, happy to do that. For the record, Stephen Knaus, I am aide to Senator Shelley Hughes. And basically top level is after speaking to some interested parties, we took a look at some of the language. And what we've done is anyone who is now paid to broadcast or show election-related ads is no longer, the burden is no longer on them to determine whether or not it contains deepfake a content anymore. It's only if they are creating the broadcast themselves that they have to give the disclaimer, or to give a question to the veracity of the media content. We are also making some changes to what happens with the senator or with the government agencies, the state agencies. We have made some inserts in section 449700 to include a date of completion for the most recent state agency impact assessments. We are also adding another paragraph which removes systems from the inventory list if they are deemed no longer to be used by the state agency. We are also, instead of publishing the results of any impact assessments made on those systems, that it is going to, the report is still going to go to the department commissioner and agency head, and they will determine the future use and then update that inventory list as necessary. We are no longer allowing a state employee to be brought civil action against. It will only be the state agency themselves. And we are also adding a little bit more definition to the consequential decisions. And that's the high-level changes in this one.
Thank you, Mr. Naus. I see that Senator Hughes is also here for the record. I just wanted to ask, so it wouldn't be up to the, so the broadcaster wouldn't be held liable if they put something on the air, but they assumed that it was real. Is that how I read that?
Actually, good question. Actually, that would, as long as, if it is a paid ad, they do not have to verify that it has or does not have deep fake content. Whether it has the disclaimer or not is up to the person who paid them to air that ad.
Okay. And then, so even if a company like a broadcasting company knew it was to be fake, or just, I don't know if they'd claim they did or didn't, but even, I guess there's nothing preventing a company from just taking money from a consumer and then broadcasting it.
Well, the point is that any litigation that is in there would be going after the creator of the content, not necessarily broadcaster of the content.
Any further questions about the committee substitute? Okay, hearing none, I will remove my objection, thus adopting Senate Bill 177, the work draft 33LS1061/H, as the working document. We will go ahead and open up. We will go ahead and open the floor up to Senator Hughes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. You can hit the gavel if you want to bring me up. That's fine. So I thank you for hearing this bill the third time. This is an important topic. I also wanted to tell you about my work with Democrat Senator James Maroney in Connecticut, because we've done some joint work lately, and some of the industry that was welcoming frameworks being set up like we have in this bill a year or so ago, and were telling us that, and working with different groups and task force and work groups, they're now beginning to push back a little bit. And I need to say my name on the record. I'm Shelley Hughes, District Down Palmer. Thank you. So I just want you to be aware of that. And at some point, we don't want to stifle innovation, but we also have a responsibility to the citizens. And so we're trying to create a balance here. So as far as one of the changes that we now, the assessments, instead of being published where it could be very damaging to a developer or vendor, you know, kind of like hanging, you know, dirty laundry, somebody's dirty laundry. Instead, that assessment now is up to the head of the agency to review and decide whether the tool it is doing what it's supposed to be doing, if there are problems with it. they need to pull it from the inventory and not use it any longer. So if it disappears from the inventory, then, you know, the public will know that there was a problem, basically. Or maybe it just wasn't as efficient as they thought or some other reason. So I just wanted to explain that. That was a request coming from industry. And I know, Mr. Chair, you have your work group thing, which I think is an important ongoing thing because you're going to have to tweak whatever. But really, this goes back to the Pew Research. It has data that 70% of Americans are very nervous about AI, worried about it, and they want some kind of framework as a check and balance. They want parameters to make sure it's used responsibly. So I just want to state that on the record. And, you know, anything that we put in place, of course, can be updated over time as we learn more, which would be valuable for the work group. So I just want to clarify that. And then we're also, there is federal law right now that you can't, and you've probably heard the debates in Congress, but you can't force Facebook or one of these social media platforms to take something down. A lot of them are doing it internally and setting their own policies. So at this point, really just pinning it on the creator is probably the best way to go. And that's why we're, you know, a radio or TV station, we're taking any liability away from them. I think in general, they're not going to want the stink. If they obviously knew something were deep fake, they're not going to want to run it. If it's part of a newscast, then they do have to disclose that there's question of the authenticity. So I just want to explain that why we're trying to work with industry, but also protect the our Alaska residents at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you to the sponsor of the bill, Senator Hughes. I'm going to open up public testimony. We do have a couple people online. We have first, in Anchorage, we have Helena Wisniewski. If you could state your name and identify yourself for the record, and you've got a couple minutes for testimony.
All right. My name is Dr. Helena Wisniewski, and I'm a resident of Anchorage, and I'm testifying as an individual in support of SB 177. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, it's an honor to speak to you today. I am a professor and department chair at UAA and hold the first Marion Porter Endowed Chair. I am also a fellow of the National Academy of Inventors. I have a significant background in advancing emerging technology in leadership position in industry, federal government, and academia. I have seen AI evolve since I was an early champion of AI as a program manager at DARPA, where I pioneered advances in neural networks, and I have continued to implement emerging technologies ever since. My commitment to integrating AI into business education is supported in the College of Business and Public Policy at UAA. I have created and teach a course, AI with Business Applications. I am co-founder of the Alaska Data Science and AI Lab, which is housed in the College of Business. And to illustrate the impact of AI, I have started and organized the AI webinar series. Although AI has been around for a while, its convergence with emerging technologies has created unprecedented technological advances that are transforming our lives as individuals and reshaping multiple industries. The potential of AI is limitless, and the state of Alaska has the opportunity to take advantage of AI capabilities and nurture and promote its advancement and use. The state is already seeing benefits from AI. Cordova modernized their electrical grid using digital twins and is recognized by U.S. Department of Energy. Catorium is a digital twin startup in Anchorage, contributing to economic growth and establishing digital twins and communities. Students in my AI class won the Marion Porter AI Award for their project using digital twins for an LNG sustainable Anchorage. As everyone knows, it's predicted that in 2025, our reserve will be out of natural gas. The College of Business and Public Policy is using AI to increase student success through integrating across disciplines in the college. It's a member of the Digital Twins Consortium, and we are creating a framework to actually provide guidelines for the use of large language models such as ChatGPT at the university. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, with the explosion of generative AI, it is the right time for the state of Alaska to ensure it has a basic framework for responsible AI used by state agencies. SB 177 addresses the four pillars of responsible AI: transparency, fairness, privacy, and security, and accountability, and is the right next step for responsible use of AI by the state. Therefore, I strongly encourage you to move the bill out of the committee so it can get to the Senate floor and over to the House as soon as possible. It is important to address issues such as deepfake before the campaign election season is in full swing. Thank you very much for allowing me to provide this testimony.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Wisniewski. I know that you've got great expertise and your academic accomplishments speak for themselves, and we hope that you will follow this bill onto the next committee. Are there any questions at this point? Hearing and seeing none, we'll go ahead next to Wasilla, where we have Jeremy Creech. Welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record.
Yeah, this is Jeremy Creech of Wasilla, and thank you, Mr. Chair, for the opportunity to address the committee. I, as an Alaskan citizen, has worked as an employee for over 20 years for various S&P 500 companies out of Silicon Valley, including Cisco Systems and VMware Technologies. I've been in the tech sector for quite some time, and I just wanted to register my support for SB 177. I was afforded the opportunity to review the recent draft of the bill and just this last day. But with that, I also have the opportunity to socialize that with some of my colleagues here in Alaska, including regional bank CIOs and some CEOs inside the technical consulting industry. The general sentiment of this bill and socializing with them was that, you know, really in the absence of anything, this bill is a must. It serves to create transparency and traceability for the use of generative AI while still allowing a path for adopting innovative technologies that can promote greater effectiveness and efficiency amongst Alaska's technology infrastructure. So given that, I just want to encourage the committee to forward this bill, and that's all I had to say.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Creech. Let's see. Are there any other folks online who'd like to testify? Any folks in the room who would like to testify? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. We now have the bill before us. We have version H. Is there? Do you have any final brief comments? Thanks.
Thank you.
May I have a motion, Senator Merrick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 177, work draft 33-LS1061/ Hotel be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, committee substitute for Senate Bill 177, work draft 33-LS1061/ hotel is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. We will conclude this meeting today. Just an announcement, on Thursday, April 25th, we will hear, we'll have a first hearing under bills previously heard, House Bill 8181, that's Vehicle, Boats, Transfers on Death Title by Representative Rauscher. We will also have bills previously heard or scheduled. Without any further objections, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. The time now is 4:03 p.m.